up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, we are going to have to turn up the volume a little bit today, guys. Sorry about that. I'm talking extra quiet. Good thing I have the new mic. We have a sleeping baby in the podcast studio, aka the house, today. So anyway, like I said, jack up that volume if you're having any trouble hearing me. Anyway, so today I have another Daily Digest episode, just lots of news in AI as always. And the main story that I wanted to cover right now is the fact that thousands of YouTube video transcripts were possibly used to train AI models without consent. So this story, which is from a Proof News article on July 16th, linked in the show notes, details how their investigation discovered that some of the top AI companies, companies that we've talked about several times on this podcast, Anthropic, NVIDIA, Apple, Salesforce, all essentially scraped subtitled data or transcript data from nearly around 170,000 plus videos, 48,000 channels, according to the Proof News article. Apparently, the data set included transcripts from very popular channels, educational channels such as Khan Academy, MIT, Harvard. There were news sources like the BBC and the Wall Street Journal that were used to train AI. Apparently, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, The Last Week Tonight with John Oliver and Jimmy Kimmel live shows were used. The article goes on to say that Proof News discovered some transcripts from extremely well-known YouTubers also, like Mr. Beast, for instance, Marquez Brownlee, apparently, Jack Septiceye, which is a popular gaming channel. Proof News also has a really cool little tool embedded here in the article that you can use to search for any YouTuber that might be found in the data set. If you think you might be in the data set, go ahead and search up your YouTube channel. I'm not going to do that because I don't want my feelings hurt when this baby channel definitely isn't used to train any AI. But anyway, this is where things get a little murky, if you will. The data set was created by a nonprofit organization called Luther AI, who states that their goal is basically to accelerate AI development by allowing open access to data and allowing it to be used by those outside of the usual big players in big tech. Apparently, this YouTube data was published as part of a larger data set called The Pile, according to the article here. Other sources for The Pile data were apparently European Parliament, English Wikipedia. Apparently, there's a large batch of Enron Corporation employee emails, which were released to the public during that investigation, which is what makes this all a little murky. This data is technically publicly available. Again, it's just hard to access and difficult to store due to its location and size and, you know, the fact that people don't know about Luther AI, this nonprofit that's publishing this scraped data. And the fact that this data was publicly available is essentially what the representatives from each of the companies we mentioned, Anthropic, Salesforce, are saying. There, one representative from Anthropic named Jennifer Martinez, according to this article here, said in a statement that the terms of service at YouTube are not violated in this case because they only apply to the direct use of the YouTube platform. And The Pile is a system outside of that. So like I said, some murky legal circumstances, which is nothing new to AI, generative AI, data security, licensing, all these things that we have talked about many times on the show when it comes to AI. And this is just another lesson that as a business, as marketers, we need to be extra careful with our using any customer or company data with these AI tools. The next part of the Proof News article here goes on to talk about the quote unquote YouTube data goldmine. Obviously, YouTube, owned by Google, has an incredible amount of user-generated content and data. According to a New York Times article, we know that they use that data to train their own AI models, Gemini, which is apparently within the terms of their agreement with the creators. But according to that Times article, there was some evidence that OpenAI was also using YouTube data without consent. And apparently OpenAI has been very dodgy about that accusation. And definitely check out the article. They have some snippets from some of the creators and producers of those channels and shows who are obviously frustrated in most cases that the use of their work is taking place without consent. And apparently another part of this PIO data set was something called Books 3, which is essentially another scraping of data, except instead of YouTube transcripts, it was just literature. Apparently more than 180,000 books, according to the article, an article by The Atlantic that's being referenced here in this article. I'll try and link to that Atlantic article as well right here. Most of these tech companies are responding by saying that the use of this data set is protected under fair use. And I'll give you the literal definition here of fair use. It is the doctrine that brief excerpts of copyrighted material may, under certain circumstances, be quoted verbatim for purposes such as criticism, news, reporting, teaching, and research, without the need for permission from or payment to the copyright holder. So essentially, if you're using a copyrighted material, you're okay using it as long as you're using it and repurposing it somehow, whether that is in the form of critiquing or reporting or teaching or other repurposing, and also that providing it meets certain circumstances. So like if I was going to take a snippet of a Marvel movie or something, I could put that on my channel as long as the excerpts or pieces of that content were short enough or met certain requirements or circumstances. And as long as I was reviewing the content or critiquing it, that's protected under fair use. So I guess these AI companies are saying that since they're maybe teaching the AI or using the AI to teach us as an agent, maybe the AI in this case is the host of the YouTube show sharing the copyrighted content in this analogy, and we are all learning through the AI's teaching and repurposing, and that constitutes fair use. So I'm imagining something like that is their argument. In the last part of the article here, they highlight exactly what we've been talking about, that as creators and marketers and as a society as a whole, we don't really know what's ahead when it comes to these AI tools and the way that AI learns. For instance, Proof News talks a little bit about how this data set was scraped and sourced, and apparently it was just a script written by a college kid as a project that used YouTube's API to scrape transcripts, and it was published on GitHub, and that's where the founder of Eleuther AI, Sid Black, found it and used it to apparently create this YouTube transcripts data set. And the article here talks about some of the 495 search terms that were used in this script by Black to pull this data set. Keywords like that seem pretty innocuous, things like funny vloggers or Einstein, but also some keywords that I think have much, much more implications, like quantum chromodynamics. Like, what is that even? And protective social services or InfoWars or Ben Shapiro. So political content on both sides of the aisle, like Ben Shapiro or the David Pakman show, which is apparently another show that had their transcripts scraped. Hey, it looks like the flat earth was even included in there. So a bit of a rabbit hole there as far as a training set for AI, I guess. I might have to go check out the other 400 or so keywords in the GitHub documentation out of curiosity. So to me, it sounds like this might actually be where a violation of terms of service is happening, and it happened a long time ago when this script was created by a college kid, maybe, because apparently YouTube does prohibit using automated means to access its videos, like something like this script, for instance. But its creator, the script's creator, who was interviewed by Proof News in this article, raises the valid point that YouTube could stop this script from working in any number of ways at any time if they wanted to. Maybe Google doesn't want to do that and doesn't want to start a battle for who owns the content on their platforms, or at the very least, they don't want to come down on the side that's disallowing content to be fed to these AI tools. So again, navigators, I guess that's what I'll call anybody that's listening. There's still so much ambiguity around the licensing and the legality with these AI tools and AI generation that we really need to keep as much human creativity and originality in our marketing efforts as possible to, one, avoid any legal ramifications if that's the route that things go, or two, to continue to stand out in a world of overwhelming, in a world with an overwhelming amount of AI generated content. The human content is going to be what stands out. So by all means, use the AI tools, you know I am, but use them to enhance your own thoughts and ideas. It's challenging, but in the end, it'll be worth it for sure. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed this show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and subscribe or follow on Spotify or your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.